Melania Trump puts Hunter Biden on $1 billion notice over alleged defamatory comments. By Paul Bois on August 13, 2025. First Lady Melania Trump has put former first son Hunter Biden on a $1 billion notice for allegedly making false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements about her. Melania Trump's lawyers have reportedly asked Hunter Biden to remove and retract his statements or else face legal action. They have also demanded that he issue an apology. The letter from Melania Trump's attorney, Alejandro Brito, was reportedly sent to Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, on August 6. The defamatory comments regarding Melania Trump were reportedly issued by Hunter Biden during an interview on Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan posted to YouTube. Per Fox News, in which he said convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein introduced her to Donald Trump. Immediately retract the false, defamatory, disparaging and inflammatory statements made about Mrs. Trump, the letter from Brito said. Failure to comply will leave Mrs. Trump with no choice but to pursue any legal rights and remedies available to her to recover the overwhelming financial and reputational harm that you have caused her to suffer, Brito added. Brito noted that Biden's alleged false, disparaging, defamatory, and inflammatory statements were reposted by several media outlets, causing severe harm to Melania Trump's reputation. These false, disparaging, defamatory, and inflammatory statements are extremely salacious and have been widely disseminated throughout various digital mediums, Brito wrote. Indeed, the video has since been republished by various media outlets, journalists, and political commentators with millions of social media followers that have disseminated the false and defamatory statements therein to tens of millions of people worldwide. Consequently, you have caused Mrs. Trump to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm, Brito added. Brito noted that the source for Hunter Biden's allegations stemmed from serial fabulist Michael Wolff, whose lies were published by the Daily Beast in the article titled Melania Trump Very Involved in Epstein Scandal, author. Following receipt of our cease and desist demand letter just a week ago, the Daily Beast issued an apology to Mrs. Trump and retracted the false and defamatory statements contained in the article by deleting it in its entirety, Brito wrote. Despite this, you have unjustifiably relied upon Mr. Wolff's false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements about Mrs. Trump and maliciously elected to republish them. The timing of this video is evident and underscores the actual malice behind the decision to publish it given the plain falsity of the statements, Brito continued. Given your vast history of trading on the names of others, including your surname, for your personal benefit, it is obvious that you published these false and defamatory statements about Mrs. Trump to draw attention to yourself. Brito further demanded that Biden issue a full retraction and an apology for the statements, giving him until August 7 to comply. A source told Fox News that Biden did not meet that deadline, adding that the former first son leaked the letter from Brito to a friendly reporter, which shows how deeply concerned they are about Hunter's serious liability for spreading defamatory lies. Not only did the Daily Beast issue a retraction for the statements regarding Melania Trump, but so did Democrat strategist James Carville. In last week's podcast episode, we spoke with Judd Legumme, Carville said on his Politics War Room podcast. After the episode, we received a letter from Melania Trump's lawyer. He took issue with our title of one of those YouTube videos from that episode and a couple of comments I made about the First Lady. We took a look at what they complained about, and we took down the video and edited out those comments from the episode. I also take back these statements and apologize. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.